I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For today's global hit, a musical offering to the earth. It's called Guapapura. The World's Jerry Hatton explains from southern Spain.
Guapapura is a lot of things. It's a globe-trotting, solar-powered recording studio. It's a record label. But mostly, it's a sort of enviro-musical philosophy.
Which is for the bands to actually have an experience within a natural space when they are going through the recording experience.
Rafa Cochera is Guapapura. It's his project, his obsession. On a recent summer morning, he's driving from the southern city of Granada up into Spain's rugged Alpujarra Mountains. There, he'll be recording Guapapura's third CD.
For a Guapapura recording to take place, you need three elements. You have music, you have space, and you have earth. The music, of course, are the musicians that we're going to record.
Today, that's a group of young European virtuosos whose band is called Merope.
The space is the environment in which it's going to take place.
That would be in the forests of one of Spain's most remote sierras.
And then the earth element is the environmental nonprofit that is linked with the recording that will benefit from a part of the proceeds from the download or the purchasing of the CDs when the CDs are actually released.
Got it. Musicians play in nature. Cochera records them. Proceeds from the recordings go to a nonprofit group that helps the environment. Finding the right location and recruiting the talent, that can take some searching. Cochera literally scours the earth for artists like this guy. This is Romain Wheeler performing on Guapapura's second open-air CD. Wheeler is a legendary recluse who lives with his concert piano on the edge of a 5,000-foot cliff along Mexico's remote Copper Canyon. Cochera went to his house and lured him to Spain.
When I finally got out there, I just wanted to meet him. I had really no intention of knowing where he's going to go with it, but one night he was telling me that he was inspired to become a musician because he saw Andres Segovia play the guitar in San Juan, Puerto Rico when he was 9 years old, Recuerdos de la Alhambra. And when he told me that, I said, you know, this is way too much of a coincidence that I live looking at the Alhambra every single day. I said, wouldn't it be really great to one day get you to Granada to perform Recuerdos de la Alhambra facing the Alhambra?
Cochera says he's motivated by a perpetual search for that perfect moment when the two things he loves most, the outdoors and music, come together.
It's a moment where I'm sitting back and the musicians are playing and the sound guy, Ivan, is doing his work and all the microphones in place and everybody's in their place. And it's just when everyone's in that instant. And everyone gets it. Everyone recognizes it when it happens. And I think that's really what most people are looking for when they do things that they're passionate about is, and people that are rock climbing, people that are out playing an instrument on a stage. It's that instant when you're just right there. You're in the present moment, and it just clicks. It all clicks, and it's so temporary, and we all know. But then it becomes like an addiction. Once it's gone, you have to keep fighting to get it back again.
Guapapura's next venture will be into the jungles of Colombia. But right now, Cochera's focus is on his current project in the Alpujarra Mountains. Cochera arrives at an old Spanish farmhouse, greets the musicians in Merope. There's a Frenchman who plays Indian flute, a Lithuanian on the conchlis, a cousin of the zither, plus a flamenco percussionist, a guitar player, and a stand-up bass player. They rehearse outside the farmhouse as a slight breeze blows and birds sing. As Merope plays, it seems everyone's in harmony with the natural surroundings. But then something happens that Cochera has been dreading.
We're going to use headphones the whole time.
Headphones, yeah,
and the amp is going to be with no sound. So he's going to process everything, and then from the amp, he's going to give a line to him.
So it's kind of like everybody outside, we're not going to hear anything.
Turns out the musicians on this Wapapura project want studio quality recordings. That is, a bit less nature and more technology and processing, maybe even isolating each instrument. Problem is, that's not Wapapura. Cochera's a romantic. His vision of outdoor recording calls for minimal technology. He says the idea came to him years ago on the slopes of a volcano in Ecuador.
I wouldn't want to call it a vision now in hindsight. I was watching one of the most amazing sunsets of my life. But I was listening to Jimi Hendrix in my headphones. And I was saying, you know, it'd be really cool right now to be able to see Jimi Hendrix play music here. Like, why do I have to listen to it in my headphones?
Musicians in Merope needed some convincing, though, but in the end they agreed to record some tracks Cochera's way, unplugged, as it were. They're small moments, like this one at night in a field of chirping crickets. Later, driving back down the mountain, Cochera says that's what makes it all worth the effort. What keeps his obsession alive.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's part of me that always wants to be, like, I dream of myself being out kayaking in Alaska or, you know, or climbing some mountains in Latin America. But like I said, when I'm out there now, I get to these places and I start analyzing the acoustics of the environment and I start organizing an event in that place. It's something at this point that I can't get away from.
Proceeds from this latest Wapapura CD will help fund a tree planting project in Panama. It's due out sometime this fall. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Las Alpujarras, south of Granada, Spain.